Sorry about that. That was, I thought I was alive. I guess not. Anyway, this is the Ivan Toller Show. I'm Ivan Toller. Sorry about that big pause. I thought I was on. Anyway, we are going to cut to our first callers. Remember, when psychic reading, you get one free, question. And here we go. Area code 631.
Yes, hi. Whoa. I was just calling about Love Life.
Yes, I have your name and your, I have your question. Can I have your name?
My name is Sue. I was wondering if you see a person who doesn't call me in 6 weeks coming back, or do you see someone new in my life, and if so, when? And thank you for taking my phone call.
And you said that person that talked to you in 6 weeks, say that again about the person that hasn't talked to you in 6 weeks? Is that?
Sure, I'm sorry. Do you ever see a person I haven't talked to in 6 weeks coming back, or do you see someone new? And if so,
no.
When?
This person 6 weeks, no, he's not coming back. Apparently he's moved on. He has things going on that he's not telling you about or not filling you in with everything. As for meeting someone new, give it 6 months. Yeah, you got it. I feel like you do socialize quite a bit, right? I feel like you're a pretty social person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I would say just stay with the flow. I think six months. I'm feeling a guy, blonde hair, that might be of interest. I'm about 6 foot tall, I guess.
I'm not going to meet him till 6 months from now?
Yeah, it's going to be a while. Yeah, sometimes it takes a while for people to connect.
Do you know what he does for a living or what he looks like or his age or anything?
Let's see. Age, 30s. That makes sense. Yeah, around the 30s, in between jobs, pretty smart guy, he's very social. I think you'll meet him in a social environment through somebody else that you know. You're not going to see it coming, and there'll be like a couple of conversations, and it'll lead into, it'll lead into a friendship. So, something along those lines.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling.
You're
welcome. Thanks. Okay. After the technical difficulty we had this morning, a few minutes ago. See, we have no cars right now, which is fine. What we're going to do now, I don't know if we have any listeners at all, but for future listeners, I want to make sure I'm being recorded right now. For future listeners, what we're going to do now is go into a little UFO information. Let's see. I did a reading yesterday and the day before. The past 2 days, I had like two dreams of UFOs. They're probably listening. It was like UFO dreams. I can't remember any. I remember having a dream, but I don't remember. I remember having a dream, but when I woke up, I don't remember anything. I don't remember the details of either one of them. This happened two nights in a row, and it really knocked me off. Let's see here. But I did a reading about the Anunnaki, and they are here. Very few of them. I think their powers are reptilian, but they can be, from what I gather, anything they want to be, even other ETs. I don't quite understand it. I have to have this stuff analyzed by somebody. The other thing is the Alpha Draconians, the reptilians. The ones that the unfriendly reptilians. I did a reading, but with them about them today. And let's see if I remember everything. I wrote it all down. What I gathered is they do have a presence in Washington, D.C. Nevada, they are underground, but Nevada seems to be where the most of them are. If they are above ground, they're in human form, and they're in the military. And a few of them, you know, I should be ground for this. I should do actually channel this. Well, I'll just go off memory. A few of them like to fly in fighter jets. That's their high in life. These are reptilians. They look like humans, but they're reptilian. But yeah, the military is saturated with reptilians. Washington is, but they're unknown. They don't know. I would say only a few people really know about them. Obama is not being controlled by reptilians. He's being controlled by the elite, who are human, but they have reptilian blood, bloodline and everything. Let's see, what else do we have here? Yeah, I'm thinking about too many things at once. Yeah, Banner is being controlled by a reptilian, but through telepathically. Not, you know, there's no reptilian following him around. It's telepathic. I don't even think he's aware of it. I'm not sure about that. I mean, I have to tune in and channel, and it just that wipes me out when I do that. So I'm just going off of what I did this morning, earlier today, on a reading of it. There reptilians are all around, and they're not in the government, but they're in all the militaries around the world. Unknown to the militaries, obviously. I'm going for the negative ones. I'm not going for the, you know, that's different. You know, it might be the friendly ones and the negative ones, but I wouldn't call them negative. The ones that are unfriendly. Put that way. They have a lot of arguments with the elite. The elite pretty much, one thing about the, when you hear about killing off half the population, only have like a couple million here on Earth as slaves, that's the reptilian agenda. That's not the elite. The elite want to be rich and have power and ran over the little people. They don't want to wipe out the human race like the Alpha Draconians. The only reason the reptilians want to do it is because it's power, or wipe out the human race. I mean, it's just power. Because they can. It shows them how powerful we are. This is how powerful we are. Look what we did. You know, we wiped out the human race on planet Earth. I mean, that's pretty powerful. They have the capabilities, and they use it. These are unfriendly reptilians. There are very friendly ones here. I got, the Men in Black. Men in Black try to stay out of their way. The Men in Black actually receive orders from the reptilians, and the reason for that is for the Greys. The Greys are, this is where it gets kind of sketchy. The Greys are, into DNA and to altering human DNA to keep themselves alive. And they're kind of a pain. You know, they're told not to show up in the skies, and they do it. And then they're shot down, or they're causing havoc. They're just like, you tell us not to show ourselves, so they do it anyway. U.S. government does not want alien activity to be seen, and they go ahead and do it. These are the Greys doing that. I don't think there are probably others, but Greys do it more to just piss off the government, basically. The Men in Black are there to cover up the Greys' activity. I'm pretty sure this is true. It's more Greys. It's the Greys are doing this too. Nobody else. Of course, I have to get all this stuff out of my eyes. I'm going to put this out there, what I gathered, and see what goes on with it. course, I can't remember everything with the Alpha Draconians. Let's see. Yeah, Obama is controlled by the elite. The elite and the reptilians kind of argue a lot, and usually the elite gets their way. It just, as for why, I don't want to read into it. I get exhausted, but they just do. They get their way. They just, they have the upper hand. I'm not sure exactly why. They just do. Let's put it that way. Oh, yeah, it was another thing that was really interesting. The reptilians give the elite technology, advanced technology, to do these weather systems, to do chemtrails, to put poisons in their food, and all that, so they can hold control of the human race. Or hold control over the elite themselves. It's like, here, let us be in control. We'll give you this technology so we can do our business. As for exactly what their business is, it's several things. It's to wipe us out. That's one. And the other, the military, I'm not quite sure. There's a lot going on. There's too much to go into. And there's stuff I can't even get into. I'm blocked. I'm worn out just by, I mean, I did like a 15-minute read on it. It was quite a bit of information, actually. But the men in black are there to cover up. From what I gather, mostly gray, they take some information from the reptilians, but not a whole lot. As for Anunnaki, they can be reptilian, but they don't have to be. They can be human, and they are. I believe that they're the ones at the top of this whole thing. I don't know if they created the human race. They well could have. I don't know. I haven't got that far into it yet, but. Throughout Washington, there's the reptilians. Under the Pentagon, there's a underground base underneath there. See, I'm too tired to do another reading on it. I'm just going to go by what I did. The White House, I got an image of the Oval Office. So they've been in there. They're around. They're not like Obama. I think he knows of it, but it's not in his face. Well, that was another thing that came up, that the reptilians threatened to kidnap Obama and to kill him. I had to put that out there. I think it was just threatening the elite. I think it's just another, they have several fights. That was one of them. I think this was a while back. Yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot of layers, and I know I tapped into this. I don't know if everything's correct, but I know I tapped into it. Reason being, I felt that energy from a reptilian talking to me, so I'm not going to say what he said, but I know I'm doing, you know, that's another thing. When I tap into them, they know I'm doing it, and I don't know if they're messing with me, I don't know. I go around. I don't just stick to one. I zoom all over the place. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm getting false information. I don't think so. Some of it might be. Some of it might not be. Several senators know about them, or government officials, but it's not talked about. Let's put it that way. Yeah, they try to. That was another thing I picked up a while ago. It's like, they don't want to be seen, period, ever. Reason being, it'll be just a headache for them. I mean, everybody would be going attacking them. I mean, they're pretty powerful, but it's better if nobody knows they exist. And if anyone talks about them, you know, you're just seen as crazy. Nobody's going to believe it. So, yeah, they've been here for forever, basically. Let's see what else. That was pretty much the gist of it. They're in all the militaries across the world. They're everywhere. Not to say a whole bunch of them, but that most likely includes friendly ones also, and they're here for their own agendas. But not, that's the friendly ones aren't here for negative. But I'm assuming the ones that are kind of unfriendly ones are there also, but on a different deal. The underground bases, I think it's a mix of friendly and unfriendly reptilian. That's true. With Russia, I did a little bit on Russia. Russia, I got to check that out. All right, let me see if I can do it. I might be completely. I don't think Putin is totally aware of what's going on. He is being controlled, but I could be wrong about that. Yeah, I'm worn out, so it's hard to read into that. I'm gonna read into it tomorrow. The Anunnaki is definitely here. There's not that many of them. They're very tall. As them causing this, that's what this show is going to turn into, is a UFO show from now on. Let's see here. What else can I think of? Try Russia again. Yeah, Putin is aware of it. I think they made a deal for technology. This is a while back. This Putin wasn't aware of. He wasn't part of the deal. This was done years ago. I don't think it was with him, though. Either way, that's why you see the military build-up. That's because they're reptilians. Yeah. There's different... see, here in America, we have the elite. And in Russia, the reptilians really run the show. Yeah, so there's sort of a conflict of interest. There's always a conflict of interest. It's another thing about what's happening in the skies. It's a conflict of interest. Mostly with the grays. The grays, if there's anything that's getting shot down, it's a gray spaceship. Most likely. Majority of them are grays. If it's anybody else, it's very rare. Palladium might be a kind of a negative type of palladium. Maybe. Mostly it's grays, because they're just, they have something going on. They just do. Let's see here. All right, let me check in. I kind of moved away from that. Yeah, there's several reptilians. I would say about three that are running Putin. They all have their certain things they want to get accomplished, and they use him to do it. They want to piss off America. Ukraine is... It's a, what's a good word for it? It's a... What's the word? It's a test. It's a test point. They're just testing. They're trying new things over there. It's not somewhere you want to go. I'm getting three reptilian deaths on that. Yeah, very negative. Well, let's put it this way. They're motivated in a negative way. But, you know, they can keep their fourth density power going. They know how to operate without going to third. Very powerful. They're bullies. They like screwing with the Russian people. They like to squeeze them. Of course, the gas crisis isn't bothering them, but it's bothering the Russian people, which they don't care. It doesn't seem to be stopping their agenda with the gas prices and all that, and the ruble. They could care less. Because they can still do what they want to do. They still have the power, so it doesn't really matter. Not to them. I have to build up some questions when I do this. I'm going to do more of this stuff going into the reptilians, what they're up to. I'm going by what Human Colony said, too, trying to follow their lead a little bit. But, yeah, I feel a three reptilian presence around Putin. They're very quiet, but not around him. They're pretty well known. Yeah, his underground base is in Russia. You know what I want to say? They're more advanced than the ones here in America. The ones here are pretty advanced, but the ones in Russia seem to be a lot more advanced. That was another thing about Rome. They're all over Rome. Somewhere in Rome is a starting point in ancient times. That's where the Vatican is. Yeah, there was something happened there. I'm not quite understanding it. There's a lot going on in Russia. A lot of tests, if that makes any sense. This is reptilians. Tests. I don't know what exactly. Air tests. They're screwing with the air. I don't understand that. Kind of poisoning it somehow. Yeah, like with chemtrails. Makes sense. They're doing a lot of that on the Russian people. I believe so. That I gotta look up. I'm not aware of them doing that. I think it's not just here, though. There's no way it's just here. Russia has a chemtrail type thing going on over there. They're poisoning the hell out of those people. Yeah, they're trying to torture those people as much as they can. That's ripped. They're just getting amusement out of it. Because they can. They're powerful. Who's going to stop them? So far, nobody. There are positive ETs there. No doubt about it. But they can only do so much. They can't interfere too much with human society. It's just against the intergalactic, you know, the galaxy of light. It's against their... against their ability, anyway. All right. I'm gonna have to set this up a little bit better. As for, I'm gonna do shows more on this stuff. And hopefully get some cars, maybe. If not, that's fine. I'm going to talk the prophecy of 2027 about L taking down the economy. You know, we're all going to have like six or a couple. We're going to have warnings to go get out of the big cities and go hide in the country before they destroy the economy. One thing I picked up. I'm not doing a reading right now. I thought they weren't going to do it. And now I did another reading on they. It's a definite possibility. It's in discussion. It's not off the books, but it's on the books, but it's not off. It's there. It's a possibility. It's a definite possibility. I'm not sure if I can read into this. Yeah, L is a godlike species. They're in human form, but they're more spiritual. They've been around the earth for thousands of years. Almost by its inception, not necessarily. I'm getting from them, yeah, there's many wars on the planet way before humans even started, you know, way back in the ancient, before writings were all done, yeah. There's a lot of wars on this planet by ETs, definitely. Reptilians and other ones we don't even know of. They've been watching this place very carefully. ...2027 is a possibility. And they're preparing for it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen yet. It depends on what happens here. If we change, if we make our... If we take our energy and raise our energy... to a wider, more positive form, then that would, you know, that would work, but you know, I'm not right now. But that doesn't seem to, I don't know. But they're watching our progress very carefully, but from what I gather, they don't want to do this, but they're coming to it. There's no choice. Yeah, our governments are so corrupt, they won't listen. And our governments know about this, and they still don't listen. I mean, they can make things better in a heartbeat. They can just... Our governments around the world are known... They know what's going to... about this. And they can almost prevent it from happening, but they won't, because they're too greedy. They can help. They can make life easier for a lot of people. Oh, jeez, they're never going to do that. It's all an ego trip. Washington and all these governments is a big ego trip. Let's see what we're reading on that. About Putin and the reptilians. I want to say Putin didn't realize what he was getting involved with. I want to say he's easier to control by reptilians. The thing is, he's, in a lot of ways, he's unaware of what's going on. It's almost as if they have him in so much control, he doesn't even know who he is anymore. I know that sounds crazy, but it's as if he doesn't even know, he's not even him. It's them. That's what I'm getting. They're running him. They're controlling him. You know, that's not Aaron Putin. That's somebody, it's the reptilian. It's not Aaron him. They've taken over him so much. He's not even, I mean, I can't even read into if he said yes to this or not. I want to say he didn't agree to this, and it was someone else made the decision. And the reptilians just took over him. And it took over him, and he does not, he's not fully aware of it, but they own him. I could be wrong. Yeah, it's like a puppet. Well, Obama, oh yeah, another one. Obama, does he know about the ETs? Alright, let me, 1 second. As for the ETs, is aware of it, but they kind of keep him out of it. The elite is the elite. They're the ones that run the show in secret. It's, they're like behind, just, they're there. Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. They're there. It's quiet. It's done very, very quiet. It's like business as usual, but there's an influence there that is running the show. It's hard to, that's very deep to go into that. But they are there. Their influence is everywhere. As for the reptilian, or any ETs, I don't think that Obama is part of it. I could be wrong. I think there's representatives that talk to the ETs. It's not him. He's too public. They don't want, because if someone says, hey, how's that going on and all that, you know? I could be wrong. It's hard to say. I think there's a representative that talks to the ETs, the good and the bad, and this person is part of the elite. It's part of the government, obviously, kind of a shadow government. And he's the one that talks to the, I mean, it's so funny. ETs come there, and it's like it's no big deal. They meet, they talk, they leave. It's like, you know, why are you guys doing this and all that? It's like, why are you guys pulling the skies? We'll do something about it, and they never do it anyway. It's still funny how they just show up. It's like someone driving up and having a conversation. It's just hilarious. I think he's aware of it, but he kind of stays out of it. They kind of keep him away from the ETs and all that. It's best he doesn't know about it, but he is aware of it. I think he was aware of it from before the presidency. Underground, underneath the White House is where a lot of the dealings are done. All the you call a shadow government is just running, you know, they have something underneath the White House, let's put it that way. Yeah. Tunnels. They're doing something, I don't know exactly. It's hard to say what they're doing. But as to say for the reptilians, there it's hard to read this. They're there in human form, but they're quiet. But underneath, you know, in the darkness, like underneath the White House, like in a like an underground basement, that's when they show themselves and they talk. You know, they say what's on their mind and whatever, and it's pretty ugly. It's not pretty. I'm getting like a dark room, like maybe with a torch or something, or just yeah. Interesting. As for being controlled, I think Hillary Clinton has been controlled by reptilian. At least at one time she was influenced. I think they used telepathy to do it. Yeah, they used their power. Mind power to take over people's minds. They do it and their victims are not aware of it. I think Bill Clinton, no. Hillary is a different story. Hillary is a different story. She's got a muddy past. She does not want people to know about. There's a lot of darkness around her. I think, yeah, the reptilians, they knew about her a long time, way before Bill, actually, and she was their girl, yeah. She's pretty corrupt. Likeable, but corrupt. I don't think they're controlling her now. They may have at one time. Obama, no. Maybe, like, a little bit, but not all the time. Maybe on certain occasions they come and screw with them. You know, cause they don't like them. I don't think they like them. That's the other thing. I don't think the reptilians like him at all. They do not like him. He's a little pansy. They don't like pansies. They like people that are tough. He's not tough. He's a weakling. He's a freaking... I don't know. It's like that lady that does the reverse speech. She says he's obedient. He is, but he's... I guess that's why they didn't take him out. They don't like him. He's pathetic. To them, he's pathetic. Ego, he's just a weakling. He's just all Mr. Talk. And he's just, you can't trust him. So anyway. Okay, I think I've done enough. I'm going to do more of these. And the show is now going to transform into a UFO show. No longer psychic rings. I am tired of them, at least for right now. I'm going to give them a break. I might change it to Fridays, maybe. I'm wearing out, especially doing it every day. I might do it on Fridays, maybe. Let's see how it goes. And definitely UFOs starting out tomorrow.